Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Art Center Executive Director, Larry Kopp, joining us. And Larry, welcome to our show.
Warren, a pleasure, as always.
It's so great to have you back on, Larry. And it sounds like for the final time...
This is my swan song, I'm afraid to say.
This is what we've been saying. For those who do not know, Larry Kopp has decided to step down as Art Center Executive Director, effective after Oktoberfest, which we're going to be talking about today. Yes. Larry, you've cited personal reasons, family reasons for that, so you'll be stepping down once Oktoberfest is done, right?
Yes. So my mother is having some issues back home, so I'm going to go... Family always comes first. Go
absolutely
take care of my mom. So, yeah, it's very sad. I'm real happy with what we accomplished while I've been there. I think we've accomplished a lot. And I think this is a great time actually to thank some of the people who have done a lot for the community and for the Art Center. Actually, since I'm in here in the studio here, Lynn Lambrecht, who actually works in sales here, Lynn is the president of Downtown Association. She's been a good, great friend, and she's actually helped me in a lot of things we've done. Becky Thatcher Keller, who actually just retired last month at the Chamber. Becky's been a great friend, and she's done a lot of things to help me. And actually the new executive director of the Chamber, Emily Bivens.
Yeah.
Who again, she's been a great friend and done a lot. And of course we can't forget Cyril Sweetland at Tourism, who has been fantastic also. So they've actually all been good friends to me, great friends, and they've actually, you know, we've worked together in a lot of things. I think it's been really fantastic what we've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, so. And I've pointed it out to Larry, to a couple of people. You've really set such a great, I wouldn't say precedence, I guess is not really maybe that's the right word, but you've set up for a lot of success for the next Art Center Executive Director, which there's currently a search going on for.
Yes, there's a search going on. Yeah, we've actually posted nationally for the position.
Okay.
On a number of job sites. I mean, that's the way it is now. It's everything's online
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and also I have put out some feelers word of mouth. Okay. You know, in the state of North Dakota also. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, the deadline for resumes is this coming Friday.
It is. Okay.
So we'll see what we get, and then we'll go from there.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not involved in the search other than everything's going through me as far as resume.
Well, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you over Let's Talk as well, Larry, and keep everything up to date with what's going on with the Arts Center. And we're going to do that now. We're going to do that one last time.
Yes.
There's a lot of things happening at the Arts Center, and Oktoberfest is
a
big
one. And Oktoberfest is coming up this Saturday.
It is, yeah.
September 15th.
Yep.
We are actually having it for the first time, which is I'm very excited about, in the Hanson Arts Park downtown. So that's going to be a little bit different. We've done it at the fairgrounds before.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more fun because it's kind of, you know, downtown add excitement to the downtown district.
It'll be kind of like the atmosphere of it, right?
Exactly.
Like, and a little more intimate too, because there's going to be a lot of people on that small space, which is going to be really exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. Because the fairgrounds is fantastic. It's got a whole different vibe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's almost too big for the number of people. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So it was about 200 people were there last year. And you know, I think there's a much better vibe thing at the park. I mean, and again, this year we're again to have Matt Hodek and the Dakota Dutchman. We are having a live polka band playing authentic German music.
Which that's awesome.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah. They're fantastic, and they're really great to work with, and they're a lot of fun. So they're actually starting playing at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay.
So, the doors open at 5:30.
Okay.
So, you know, if you would just come out and listen to the band, have a beer or two, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be a lot of fun because there are a lot of fans of Matt Hodek, actually. You know, this summer, they actually, that polka extravaganza, had the best attendance of any.
It really did.
It did, yeah.
It was a big deal. I mean, and our German heritage from this region is very strong. So celebrating the polka and everything like that, and Oktoberfest is just going to kind of build on that.
And I have to say, actually, back in Pennsylvania, polka is just as big.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because I believe that was either our first or second Let's Talk About It ever.
Yes,
where we talked about the polka roots back in Pennsylvania.
Polka roots, because there's a lot of Polish and Eastern European immigrants.
Yeah, yeah.
Polka's huge. As a matter of fact, she's my mom's cousin. Lola. She just passed away.
Yeah.
She had her own accordion show.
Oh my god.
On local radio.
Really?
Back in the day. Yeah.
We got to get our hands on some of those so we can listen to that, because that would be amazing.
You know, my mom said she would come visit her. She was an assistant care facility, and she's on her accordion, so she'd come play stuff for my mom, which is awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. So again, Larry Kopp, executive director of the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us Oktoberfest this Saturday, September the 15th at the Hanson Arts Park. And we should point out that it is also a big fundraiser for the Arts
Center. It is, yes. It's our big fall fundraiser. The tickets are $35, but for that price, you get as much beer as you can drink. And we have a lot of authentic Oktoberfest beers.
Awesome.
I believe it's 6 or 7 different beers. We have 2 microbreweries again this year who are going to come, and you can sample their wares also. One from Bismarck, and I believe it's one from Fargo. So okay. We're going to have 2 local microbreweries, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got authentic brats. We've got, I mean, I forgot, I just ordered some pretzels in Fargo.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, they're delicious.
Like, pretzels and brats is so German. Yeah, you can't, yeah. I mean, and then the music and the beers and everything. Yeah. So, I mean.
The pretzels are going to be the hit, I'm telling you, because I went and sampled them on Sunday. Yeah. I checked them out, and I'm like, okay, so I ordered them. I said, we're getting these pretzels, man.
It's
awesome.
Already done, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. And, you know, we're going to have some games, Hammerschlagen, which is, you know, basically you're hammering nails into wood, but it's funny, the more you drink, the harder Hammerschlagen is. So it's kind
of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, downtown, great ambiance.
Yes.
Great music.
Yeah.
Friends, beer. I mean, what more could you ask for?
You can't really pass that up. And of course, helping out the Arts Center, a big deal part of that. So make plans to get there. They can get their tickets ahead of time, Larry, too?
Yes. We have tickets available at the Arts Center.
Okay.
At Cork and Barrel. You can buy them actually online.
Awesome.
And also they'll be available at the door.
Perfect. So if you don't get them ahead of time, you can get them at the door.
Yes.
Perfect. So Oktoberfest is a Saturday. Get that on your calendar. And also, Larry, really, really big news that you wanted to share with the community.
Yes, today. I told you, Warren, you are getting the scoop.
I am excited about this. This is what it's all about, is getting the scoop on everybody.
You're the first person this is publicly announced.
Awesome.
So, you know, in the past, we've had a relationship with the Bush Foundation, which is based out of the Minneapolis, St. Paul area. They have like literally hundreds of millions in assets. They're a huge foundation, and they do a lot of really incredible things throughout the entire northern Midwest.
Yeah.
So they have a program which is called the Community Creative Cohort. And, you know, we keep in touch with them. And, you know, they knew a lot of the things what we're doing as far as working with other local organizations, try to build the community.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, Larry, what you're doing is a perfect fit with this program that we have. So they suggested, you know, why don't you apply for this, you know, apply for this program?
For sure.
So I did. And we were accepted into this program. And the great thing, I mean, for an organization our size, it's a $100,000 grant.
Wow.
Over three years.
Wow.
The first payment is $45,000, which is we're going to be getting, quite frankly, very shortly.
Wow.
So it's not just the money, which is important, but it's the fact that we get to work with, it's like 40 of our peers throughout the northern Midwest. And this program is working with smaller organizations and smaller communities on Indian reservations. So it's basically people who have the same kind of issues that we do, right?
Okay,
so
right.
We get a chance to actually, you know, get together and talk over our problems and figure out how we can do to build community. So it's an incredible opportunity.
Amazing, yeah.
Well, the other thing also is if we want to go to any sort of training, like conferences or anything, anywhere in the country, they're going to pay for us to go.
Wow.
So it won't cost us a penny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, so they're really trying to help these smaller communities in Northern Midwest. I mean, what they're doing is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, the great thing about them is a lot of foundations, they've got an agenda and they try to push their agenda on people. They don't, Bush does not have an agenda. They basically say, let's work together, figure out what we can do to make Northern Midwest a better place for all of us, which
that's
I think
amazing.
It's a really healthy attitude.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was hoping that I'd be able to announce this before I left.
I'm glad you can.
So we got our contract yesterday, and they said once the contract's wrote, then we can go ahead and go public. So,
oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, so I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be a great thing for Arts Center and for Jamestown, because we're actually able to continue the efforts that, you know, not to pat myself on the back, I think I kind of spearheaded that, you know, over the past.
I think you deserve that. Yeah. you deserve it.
Pat myself on the back there.
Yeah.
But I'm real excited. But I think it's going to help Jamestown. I only wish that I could be here to, you know, see the fruits of this now, unfortunately.
I wish you could too, yeah. And obviously with the Arts Center being a nonprofit, that just means that much more for the Arts Center too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's huge for us, for an organization our size. I mean, our budget this year is about $285,000.
Yeah.
So $45,000, that's huge.
I mean, it makes a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
A huge difference for us. So,
perfect.
So, yeah, so I'm very excited about that. It's a great thing.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Larry, we've talked about Oktoberfest this Saturday, the Bush Foundation Community Creative Cohorts grant that you've received. If anybody has questions about these, they want to stop by the Art Center or anything like that, what are some ways they can get more information?
So our website is jamestownarts.com. Our phone number is 251-2496.
Okay.
Or you can just stop in and say hello. Yep. We'd love to see you.
Yep. And you can check out the free gallery and, and say exactly. Farewell to Larry.
Exactly.
And get your tickets, of course, for Oktoberfest. And Larry, thank you so much for taking time and joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Warren, thank you for everything, too, for all you've done over the past.
Of course. Yeah, I appreciate it.